This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Oh, yes, my favorite when we get to spots like this from the text line. Ron never played ball and it shows. What a disappointment. Get off the air, you pansy. First off, your mama. And second, I did play ball. And
joke's on you, sucker, state champion.
And just because you're not, you have a hard time with some forward thinking, and maybe you've ignored what we've seen in other sports. Hell, ignored in baseball. I bet there were baseball people who decided to do a lot of the changes, like a ghost runner at second base. I bet they're allowing that. You remember how big pennants were? They're allowing that to decide pennants. All right, like they pull out these bigger bases that they've put out here. They've taken away your ability to shift. Yeah, they've done a lot of things in baseball that you would refer to as pansy, right? Like don't act like, oh, we've never seen rules. How about college football? College football purists. How do games end when you go into overtime there? Does that feel like real football? Hey man, both times, baby, we get around, baby. Kick an extra point. Next time, if we both end up tied, you got to go for two. And then after that, we just go for two back and forth. Is that real? Is that supposed real football? It made the changes. Safety. Other reasons. We're not going to be here all damn day. As Clint said, could you imagine if being at Dodger Stadium, sitting up there that whole time for that?
That would have been, boy, that old tail end would have been, feet would have been, went to sleep. Old tail end be flat. Tailbone hurting.
Yeah, come on, man.
That'd have been rough.
Hey, listen, it's and my man Rob, not compelling. That was insanely compelling. For some people. For some people, man, when we started to look at that round, that 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th inning, and we got minimal base runners, and really Ohtani, when he gets walks, the only one who's on base, there ain't really much going on. There were some moments, right? With that, when they threw that guy out the plate, he was out by a mile. That was fantastic. Good to see them hit the cutoff, turn that around. That was fantastic. There wasn't a lot going on for most people, especially with baseball. You talk about it slow. We're going to send him for 18 innings. This thing's going to be 3:00 in the morning on the East Coast. Nah, man. Come on, man. No, it wasn't. To non-baseball fans, hardcore baseball fans, which. Honestly, I feel like I'm dealing with a lot of you. Our earlier conversation, I love this. We've never watched the game. So many people text in, I'm not watching this tonight. I only watch the Astros. You're not a baseball fan then. No offense, Tyler. You're an Astro fan. Get out of here. No, there will be changes, just like we see. Oh, you remember when did that pitch comp thing start? Yeah, that's starting. Is that normal baseball thing? They're adding things. They're changing things for the product. I'm certain people sitting there thinking, guys, and this, we can't sit here with these 18 innings.
The national pastime.
We can sit here. We ain't going to talk about these guys' arms all this. We just can't sit here. All of it. It's not compelling. It wasn't great TV. It was on too damn long. And there's an injury risk. Yeah. Now I think there could be a thought of a conversation for that happening. Yeah, tell about it. As I said, when did y'all throw in the towel? Not a one of y'all asses texted in earlier that y'all even watched it. That's not true. I don't mean to go to Domingo. a few of you texted and said that you did watch. Get out of here with that, man. Yeah, they're changing in other sports and in baseball. They're making the change. Sitting here for 18 innings. 3 o'clock in the morning. Crazy as hell. All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Clint, I feel like it's Tuesday, and we've gotten to this point where we haven't really talked about the defense. And I know you watched the film on the defense. You talked about the inside linebackers. But I knew this defense was really, really good, Clint. But nobody does what they did to Christian McCaffrey. My man has 8 carries for 25 yards, no touchdowns, 3 catches for 43 yards. And, Clint, a lot of that happened after 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. He caught 2 balls that really increased what he did in this game, or it would have been less than what it was. The previous week, with a lot of the injuries they had, Clint, against the Falcons, who, I'll be honest, if you go look what the Falcons did the previous week to James Cook, and then you see James Cook go for 200-plus against the Panthers, they had pretty good success against that Buffalo offense with James Cook and Josh Allen and gave up 14 points in that game. Last week, to the Falcons, he goes 24 carries, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7 catches, 72 yards, over 200 total. He had 68 total yards.
Yeah.
Even with him going off at the end for, I think, a 29-yard catch and a 12-yard catch. Man, I knew they were good, Clint. I didn't think they were going to do that to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, look, I didn't think they would either. I mean, my key to the game was if they can keep Christian McCaffrey under 100 total yards, then they'll have a chance to win this game. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think they would get it done. They did in a big, big way. And look, I think it's just testament to really the whole defense. Look, I mean, the defensive line's ability to build a wall up front and not give Christian McCaffrey much room beyond the line of scrimmage. The interior defensive linebackers, their ability to play downhill, their speed playing sideline to sideline. And then really what I think takes this defense to the next level as it pertains to defending a guy like Christian McCaffrey is your nickel defender and really your free safety. Look, I think Kalen Bullock, the speed and physicality that he plays with, and then Jalen Petrie, the physicality and instincts that he plays with, they're just second to none. And when that is your kind of your second and third line of defense behind how well the other guys played, it's going to be hard to find any room, man. And like I said in the last segment, I thought our true inside linebackers did a really good job of covering Christian McCaffrey out in coverage, as well as, again, the secondary's ability to come down, play the run, the secondary's ability to rally down and tackle really well and be ultra physical. I mean, it was just an overall, I mean, dominating outing, but to your point, the biggest part of it was to bottle up Christian McCaffrey is wild. And they did it as well as anybody. Held him under 100 yards, total yards, for the first time all season long.
I didn't. And especially when you look at that D-line as well, they could not get anything going. Yeah. I mean, and obviously they come out, what do they have, 4 3 and outs on them? And so they didn't have very much opportunity, and the Texans held the ball on offense. But even when they tried to do anything, I mean, they couldn't. They had to give up on it. And like you said, all right, well, maybe they won't be able to get him in the run game. But all right, here we go. And I think I saw Aziz get done in once by him on a one-on-one where he had a two-way go, and he left him there. But outside of that, really, it didn't happen very often at all.
Yeah, well, they did a good job. Ultimately, what they did, they gave him zero space. like the two times that he had space, he was catching checkdowns, I think, and he took them. That's when he got the bulk of the receiving yards, as you mentioned. Like, even when he did have a run that would crack the line of scrimmage, it was in such tight space that he couldn't change direction. He couldn't slow his feet. He couldn't. So it was – they were suffocating. And again, you know, you can do those kind of things when Juwan Jennings is the best receiver that you got out there, right? When George Kittle is the best option you have in the pass game beyond, obviously, Christian McCaffrey. And so I think the offensive personnel played into the hands – no Pearsall, what's my other cat's name? The receiver's been disgruntled and
Brandon
injured. Brandon Ayuk. No Brandon Ayuk, no Pearsall. You know, those guys not being there really hurt them. And so the Texans were able to bottle up Christian McCaffrey in a major, major way. Anytime San Francisco, if you can bottle up McCaffrey like that, you're going to win 10 out of 10 times.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I am not surprised that they only, you know, put up 15 points on the board, or that they struggled offensively. You'd have told me George Kittle might struggle. I could have heard that. You'd have told me a lot of Mac Jones would be on his back a lot, but. Like, we heard D'Amico say in the postgame, they knew he would be the highest targeted guy that they would have. And that is who we, especially when you look at the contrast of, all right, Jackson Smith and Jigba the previous week. That was the guy we got to stop. That was the number one guy. And he got off and did really whatever he wanted against anybody. And then the next week, you know, they're looking, Christian McCaffrey's the guy we got to stop. And they did some stuff you ain't seen, and that was fantastic from the Texans defense. So we gotta give a shout out to that. I mean, they're a great defense. I still believe the number one scoring defense in football. But boy, the way they were able to take him out in both phases of the game, running and receiving was
impressive.
It was extremely impressive. All right, coming up as we continue here, it is a Football Friday.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.